This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKeon. Iran says that it unintentionally shot down a Ukrainian jetliner. Correspondent Mike Rossia.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday, as Iran was facing mounting international suspicion for the incident in which all 176 people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top Iranian general. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, it does appear, at least for now, that an outright U.S.-Iran war has been averted. We get more from VOA's Brian Patton.
The prospect of another imminent war in the Middle East has subsided for now after Iran's retaliatory missile strike against a U.S. military base in Iraq caused no reported casualties. But the recent escalation of tensions following the U.S. drone strike in Iraq that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani has some critics suggesting President Trump was motivated to take military action in part to shift attention away from his impeachment. The president's decision to take military action against Iran, some analysts say, was motivated largely by frustration over Iran's continued attacks against the U.S. and allies in the region. Past presidents have also been accused of using a military crisis abroad to rally support at home. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week, and it threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said at a White House news conference that new sanctions targeting Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
"The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons."
Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize its missile development program, and end its support of militias in the Middle East. Taiwanese voters headed to the polls for presidential and legislative elections. The vote follows months of signs that China is stepping up political influence and disinformation operations on the island Beijing claims as it owns. More from VOA's Ralph Jennings.
Voters lined up in thick crowds outside Taiwan's polling stations on Saturday morning in an early sign of strong turnout in a presidential election that will chart the future of the island's relations with China. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. But Taiwanese said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic self-rule over unification. Anti-China protests in Hong Kong over the past months raised fear among some Taiwanese voters of what life might be like under rule by Beijing. China has ruled Hong Kong for more than 20 years. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
And bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast eased Saturday after a tough night for firefighters, and authorities said they expect to have at least a week of milder weather where they can improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. A strong southerly wind change on Friday night with gusts of more than 100 kilometers per hour whipped a number of fires up to the emergency warning level, but by Saturday morning, cooler temperatures and rainfall had eased those conditions. New South Wales Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says that firefighters want to make the most of the milder weather.
We really want to take advantage of the more mild conditions that are before us over these next 5 to 7 days to see if we can get as much consolidated and as much contained as we can before we see any return to warmer conditions.
Since October, 27 people have been killed, thousands subjected to repeat evacuations as huge and unpredictable fires scorch more than 10.3 million hectares of land. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.